Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like you want to, I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I'm your host, Crystal Williams, and like the song said, how many of y'all know God's got you? I just want you to declare and decree that right now, God's got me. God's got me. If you have access to the chat, or what we got going on here, definitely put God's got me in the chat. Just give God a hand clap of praise right now, because he is worthy. He is deserving of all our praise this Monday morning, because he has woken us up to be on this call together, to gather here to do what? Give him thanks, and to thank him in advance for getting us through what we are going to get through in this work week. In this work week, y'all, we are going to have a wonderful work week. I just want to just declare and decree that now, that we will have a wonderful work week. We are gathering here on purpose to command our day, to command our week, to command that the presence of the Lord be with us as we walk within this week. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to go nowhere without the Lord, period. I don't want to go nowhere without the Lord. And that's going to get us into what we're going to talk about this morning. And so I definitely want to just, before we get into it, y'all, definitely want to hear how y'all have been enjoying the hashtag Run That Prayer Back series. I don't know about y'all. But when I was putting everything together so that it could go out to y'all on a regular basis last week, oh my, and this week, woo, I was like, what? We have had a lot of good words shared on this prayer call. Oh my goodness. And it doesn't just bless you, it blesses me too, because I do go back and listen to what it said and listen to what y'all put, or look and see, on what y'all put in the chat, and it just blesses me completely. So I'm just excited to continue with the series this week. Y'all will be getting a text message in your
inbox this morning, actually, this morning with the Run That Prayer Back series. Okay, yes, Shamika put in the chat, love the Run That Prayer Back series. I'm listening on Apple and Spotify. And yes, you can listen to wherever you get your podcast. And listen, it's going to be like a little daily dose of what we got going on every Monday morning. Okay, every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time. And if you're not a part of the Daily Bread list, all you got to do is text 201-357-3218. Text the word bread to 201-357-3218. Okay. All right. Enough of that. Let's get into what we're going to talk about this morning. So the Lord was just really speaking to me yesterday. And I was listening, of course, I'm listening to my sermons for it was Palm Sunday. And I was just like, yes, God, we just gonna reverence you. We just gonna give you all the glory and all the praise as we typically do, right? And so I don't know what the context was. I think it was the worship leader was talking, and he was talking about the occupying spaces. Right, occupying spaces. And so the word occupy really, really stuck with me. And so I want to talk about occupying spaces this morning. And before we get into it, I want to break it down and give you all the meaning of occupy, because I cannot assume that you all know what occupy means. So let me go into the good dictionary and give you what the word occupy means. So it has so many meanings, right? But we're going to read out a couple. The first definition states, occupy means reside or have one's place of business, like in a building, right? The next is to fill or take up space or time. To fill or take up space or time. And then the next one is to feel or preoccupy the mind or thoughts. And the last one I want to read for you all is to take control of a place. To take control of a place. So we have reside or have one's place of business. To fill or take up a space or time. And the last one I read for you all was to take control of a place. Okay? And so when I heard the word occupy, I immediately thought of this. And I'm pretty sure you all know what I'm going to say. I think you know what I'm going to say. Occupy spaces. So I immediately thought of when we go into various different places, when we go into the workplace, when we go into various different places, our jobs may take us like on travel. When we have to go into the marketplace, any place we go, guess what we must display? We must display Christ in any space we occupy. Displaying Christ in any space we occupy. I'm going to say that again. Displaying Christ in any space we occupy. And I said, and I also was thinking through what's next after this. As the Lord gave me, you may be the only Jesus a person may see. You may be the only Jesus a person may see, which is why it's so important for when we do occupy these spaces in our workplace, when we do occupy these spaces, like anywhere we go, right? Anywhere the Lord is leading us to go. I don't care if it's just walking down the street, walking in the store, walking in your workplace, walking in the train station. I don't care where you're at. You can be displaying the way, just your presence alone, the words that you say out your mouth, right? The language we use, can be an example of how we display Christ in any space we occupy. Okay? I pray that really resonates with you and really gets you to thinking how when you do move in certain spaces, it's like some people are not believers, and some people may not even know who Jesus is, and some people may not even know, what it is to be a child of the King, right? Of the King, not a king, but the King, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am. People may not even know what it is to be that, right? But you do. But you do. And so when people see you want to be able to what let your light shine so bright that others may be drawn to Christ. And that's Matthew 5:16. It states, like I just said, let your light shine bright so that others may be drawn to Christ. And it may not say that exactly, depending on what version of the Bible you're reading, but that is what it says in my Cliff Note versions, right? You want to be able to let your light shine so bright and never dim your light. Do not ever allow anybody to dim your light when you're occupying these spaces, especially in the workplace, right? You may be maybe some of you all may be intimidated. I just feel that in my spirit right now, intimidated to speak up about yourself, to speak up about a certain situation that you see that is going down in the workplace. I know I've seen it tons and tons of times when I used to occupy like the workplace and go in on a regular basis, right? And I was just like, listen, I would just have to speak up about my to myself, not speak up about the situation to leadership or bring it up during a leadership meeting and be like, this just isn't right. Or we gotta pinpoint the situation, but also bring the solution, which is a career coaching note I want to share with you all. Didn't even mean to get into it this deep this morning, but when you bring a problem, yes, when you bring a problem to leadership or when you bring a problem up in the workplace, you definitely don't just want to leave it there. Don't ever leave it there. You also want to bring the solution, right? You want to bring a solution or a few ways on how the situation can be corrected, right? How the situation can be corrected, because this shows how you are not only okay, you're voicing your opinion, you're not just complaining, but you're bringing the solution as well. And that is definitely appreciated across the board by leadership, by people you work with on a daily basis. And if it's not, then we need to talk and see how we can strategize together on how to buy in or get the buy-in of your people that you work with on how to correct solutions so that ultimately you can have a better working environment, right? A better working environment. But going back, I do want you to meditate on the scripture Matthew 5:16. Also, meditate on the scriptures Luke 19, 12 through 13. Luke 19, 12 through 13. This is a passage of scriptures, and it's longer than that. It's actually a parable that Jesus gave to a group of people, I think when he was entering Jerusalem. Don't quote me on that. Hold on. Yes, when he was near Jerusalem, he was talking to a group of people talking about let me go to my Cliff Notes 1 second. Yes. It says a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, "Do business till I come, or occupy until I come." Right? And then it says, but his citizens, and then it goes on to talk about further the contextual piece of what Jesus was talking about. But I want you to read through this because when I read through this, I found it very interesting and how what Jesus was really sharing with the people. And so I don't want to get into it too much because I really want you to read it for yourself. But it shows how we need to occupy spaces, the nest. Why it's so necessary for us to show up and to show out as God's kids, as kingdom kids, right? As God's children. It shows us in this passage right here. And then furthermore, in Matthew 5:16, it just gives you, I feel as though it just gives the confidence. It gives you more confidence as to let your light shine so bright, like never dim the light, never dim your light. And so that others may be drawn to Christ. And that is what we're put here in this earthly realm to do, is to serve, and to serve. And I keep saying, and to serve others, to serve others. Yeah, not just serve ourselves, serve ourselves. Yes, we want to be, take self-care and all of those things, but we're put here to serve others. And in the way to draw more people to Christ, okay? All right. And so when you occupy spaces in the workplace, I want you to understand that you're not out on an island of your own. Understand that God's got you, period. God's got you when you occupy these spaces in your car, on the train, on a plane, in a store, or where have you. Period. Okay. Never feel as though you are alone. God is with you. He is omnipresent. And I just pray right now, if you are in the workplace or anywhere, that it's not just going to be you that's going to be attracted to the light that's being shined. It's going to be other believers that see what you're doing. They're going to see what you're doing. And I pray right now that they get hip to the party and be like, oh, we gotta let our light shine together. And those people that you meet, I love to call them. Well, I had a program back in the day called Corporate Christians. I like to call them corporate Christians because they're in the workplace with you, but we understand. We got to understand in that we got to be the light. We in the light in the midst of the darkness, right? Light in the midst of the darkness, meaning light in the midst of a toxic environment. Okay. All right. Whew. All right, y'all. I pray that really resonated with your spirit. I definitely wanted to talk about the importance of occupying spaces this morning because it's too many spaces that we go into where it can be toxic. It can be toxic. But it doesn't have to be if we're there, especially if we are showing up the way we should be showing up, right? Okay, I'm gonna let that sit with y'all, and we're gonna go into this word of prayer. Lord Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we don't take it for granted that we're here gathered today to just say thank you. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you are currently doing. And thank you for what you're going to do in the future. God, we ask that you orchestrate every single step that we take this week, God. We ask that you give us discernment on directions that we and guide us in our careers and our businesses and in just in life in general, God. God, we pray right now that whoever is waiting on this call and needs and then search for jobs, God. We just ask you right now to just reveal as to where they should go, reveal to them what direction they should be taking, reveal to them who are in the process of selecting who where they should go, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for the utmost discernment, Lord, and let them know if you're in a job search right now and you're just like feeling defeated, I just declare and decree right now that there is a job with your name on it, a job that is customized just for you. God is giving us customized blessings in this season and in every season. Lord, let us know that what you have for us is for us. It's not for our mother. It's not for our father. It's not for our siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, or whoever, but it is for us. It is for us. You have handpicked us. You have chosen us for such a time as this to receive the portion of our blessings, God, that you have for us. So, God, we just declare and decree right now that you prepare us to receive what you have for us, God. And we just trust that it is in the right timing, not our timing, but your timing, God. And because we always will forever understand that your plan is better than our plans, God, in any given day, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask right now that you give us the boldness to occupy spaces, the boldness to occupy spaces and show up and show out as your kids, as kingdom kids, because we understand the Lord that we serve, and whatever spaces that we enter, they may seem dark or they may seem toxic, but God, we understand with you backing us, we are always winners. We are always winners despite what the situation looks like. So God, I just declare and decree right now, you give us the boldness to let our light shine so bright that we draw more people to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory in the name of Jesus. And I just pray right now that each and every one of us has a wonderful and beautiful work week and do things that we never even thought that we would be doing, because your word says you can do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we can ask or think in the name of Jesus. And I just pray an Ephesians 3:20 blessing over each and one of us. And if you don't know what Ephesians 3:20 is, that's one of your assignments too, to reflect on that, but I'm going to give you what it says. It says, now unto him that who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever think, imagine. Yes. So I just pray an Ephesians 3:20 blessings all over us this morning, because God is good. So thank you for joining in. Thank you for joining in. Let me close it out. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Thank you for joining in this morning. I just pray that each and every one of you have a blessed and wonderful work week. I pray that God will continue to place a hedge of protection all over us this work week and protect us from our front, the back, side to side, all around. Okay? And I will meet you back up here next week. Have a blessed one.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.